how to use Facebook Live to drive leads and sales. You can use Facebook Live to drive leads for your business and generate sales. While this is certainly possible, you need to use the right approach for success. So, we have some great tips for you here so that you can maximize the number of leads that you generate from your Facebook Live events and the number of sales too. 1. Use promotions and discounts during your events. This may seem obvious to you, but it is amazing how many businesses that host Facebook Live events forget to talk about their promotions and discount offers. Live videos are a great way to generate leads and make sales, so you must include these things in your events. You don't want to go crazy with this. Just mention your promotions and discount offers now and again. Maybe you have a free offer that will really benefit your audience. Warm your viewers up about this at the start of your event and then share the details halfway through and again at the end. Discount offers are really powerful, and a lot of people that attend a Facebook Live event from a business will be expecting this. So don't disappoint them and be clear about what the discount is and how viewers can obtain it. 2. Use prompts for lead generation. You need a good sales funnel set up to support your Facebook Live event. Then you need to steer your viewers into your funnel. You want to capture their email address so that they join your list, so offer the download of something valuable for free, for example. Tell your event viewers what you are going to cover in your video. The most effective Facebook Live events share value at the start and then pitch a related offer after this. You want your audience to stick around for the pitch, so make this as exciting as possible for them. Tell them that it will solve a specific problem and it is worth hanging on for. The use of prompts as you lead up to your pitch is usually very effective. You want your viewers to interact with you, so ask them a question like, "If you are excited, then let us know in the comments." Or, "If you want to know more about our products, then please type 'Yes, please' in the comments." After the event, you can follow up directly with those that responded to your prompts. You know that they are interested, so the follow-up will be pretty easy. Be sure to follow up as soon after the event as possible when the leads are the hottest. 3. Demonstrate your products or services. Nothing sells a product or service better than a live demonstration. So take the opportunity that Facebook Live offers you to do this. When your audience sees what your product or service can do for them, then they will be a lot more likely to want to know more or make a purchase right away. Plan your demonstration in advance. What features of the product or service do you want to highlight? What will have the biggest impact on the audience? How will your product or service save time and/or money? Only demonstrate one of your products or services live at each event. Don't try to demonstrate your whole range. We recommend that you provide value in your event first by explaining how your audience can overcome a specific problem that they have. Then demonstrate your product or service, showing them how they can solve their problem a lot more easily and save time and possibly money. So, for example, if you sell products or services that help people generate traffic to their website, you can show them some manual ways to drive traffic first and point out how time-consuming these methods are. Then you can introduce and demonstrate your product or service, which automates the methods and saves time. 4. Strong call to action. You need to tell your event viewers what you want them to do. The best way to achieve this is with strong calls to action during your event and afterwards. Never assume that someone watching your event will know instinctively what you want them to do. Spell it out with a persuasive call to action. Add your call to action to the event recording post as well. Make a comment that reminds people about it. It will not take a lot of time to set this up, and it is worth it because you are likely to generate more leads. 5. Ask your viewers to share your event. If your audience is enjoying your live event, then they will be happy to share it with people that they know. A few of them will just do this instinctively, but it is always best to ask them to share your event during your presentation. This can really extend the reach of your Facebook Live marketing campaign. Make your audience part of your marketing team. You could provide an incentive for sharing your event, such as a discount or free download, for example. In the next video, we will share the best practices that you need to follow to get the most out of Facebook Live for your business.